You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the use of drones in Ghana to deliver medical supplies that can help with the coronavirus crisis, whether it's taking tests that people have done, delivering them to places where they can be evaluated, whether it's dropping off testing kits, whether it's dropping off medical supplies. All these things are being done on a small basis in Ghana right now. And I'm intrigued by this for a couple of reasons. First of all, I have a deep attachment to Ghana. I spent a portion of my 20s as a reporter there writing about technological trends and transformation. But more importantly, I feel like this is a really good use case for drones. It's a situation where you need to get the medical supplies to people. You need to have as few people as possible going in and out of hospitals. You need to transport important equipment over long distances in a country where transportation infrastructure is not great. Now, there are a couple of obstacles, of course. Drones can't carry heavy objects right now. This power-to-weight ratio in drones is not fantastic. There are all kinds of regulations, too, that need to be sorted out. This is one of the biggest issues about why drone technology is not as pervasive as it could be, right? Can you allow a drone to fly out of the line of sight of the operator? What are the rules and regulations about the airspace it can go into and the airspace where it can't enter? All of that stuff gets really complicated and messy. But in situations like this, where there's an emergency, it can be waived and the test can expand. Another really complicated question is, with medical stuff, for example, tests, you need to very much keep them in temperature-controlled environments. Can you do that in a drone? It's hard to say. But I'm interested in this because, A, it's an opportunity for experimentation. It's an opportunity to learn what drones can do. It's an opportunity to see what drones can do in a place like Ghana. And also, I really do think some good can be done here. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.